Welcome to the Monster Cave. I am John, your host, and welcome to the third edition slash episode of the Monster Cave. Oh boy, I'm really excited to be here because this is our special Halloween episode. These shows, not only the monster shows, but my show is also dedicated to the holiday of Halloween because I love that holiday, if you couldn't tell already. So anyway, we got a great show for you guys tonight. Oh yeah, we got flesh-eating zombies. We've got the living dead rising from their graves right here on this channel. We've got collectibles. We've got records that I'm going to show you. So without further ado, let's get straight off to my first monster movie that's playing in my cave. It's the 1988 zombie classic Flesh Eater, starring Bill Hisman as the lead zombie. So here's the trailer to that movie. So let's watch. Alright, so that was the trailer to Flesh Eater. Great trailer, by the way. Bill Hisman, who plays the lead zombie in Flesh Eater, also plays the cemetery zombie in the 1968 movie Night of the Living Dead. Didn't know if you knew that, but I just want to let you know that. And also, he directed Flesh Eater. So a little bit of trivia there for you. And now I want to show you, instead of poster, I actually have two VHS boxes that I wanted to show you. Now, these two, these are not the boxes themselves, they're just printouts, but these were the VHS boxes that came out in the late 1980s, early 1990s. And as you can tell, there's two different ones. One's the rated R version, and the other one is the uncensored version. Unfortunately, I was the one who rented the uncensored version. Yes. I don't know how I could watch the rated R version. Now it would probably be very lame. But anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. So anyway, I want to tell you a little bit about the movie. It's about a group of college kids that are on a hayride during Halloween. College kids, right? They go out to the woods to have a party. But not that far away from the college kids, there's a farmer that is using a tractor to pull out a tree trunk out of the ground. Well, lo and behold, guess what's under the tree trunk? There's a coffin underneath it. And what's the farmer do? He opens up the coffin. Dun, dun, dun. And of course, Bill Hinsman as a zombie comes out and bites him. And we all know that when you get bitten by a zombie, you become one yourself. That is unless you have Richard the A-Bomb's magic potion, which you can only use once though. Sorry, I had to go off on that one. But anyway, so people start being turned into zombies and it's pretty much the end of the world. So now here's a clip I'm gonna show you of the party that the college kids are having right now. So let's take a look at what they're doing. Let's watch. Oh, no, we can't show that. This is a family-friendly TV show. Keep your clothes on, okay? All right. So anyway, great clip there. Anyway, this movie is really, really bad. I mean, it's so bad, though, that it's so hilarious. It's really good. I really enjoy watching this movie. But it is really bad, though, from the bad reactions.
Oh, my God!
To the bad dancing. And of course, to the bad acting. Okay, Eddie, you don't need to get all like tiffy with me. It's all right. But anyway, I do love this movie. To me, it's a cheesy classic. I give it 5 monster faces. And if you're looking for a Halloween movie to watch this year, and you've seen pretty much all you can see of Halloween movies, check this movie out. It's really fun. That is in my opinion, so check it out. All right, so next is what I want to show you is my decorative shot of my monster shot glasses. Yes, I got this back in 2004, and it's the official Universal Monster Movies shot glasses. Yes, only faces a mother can love.
Fill them up!
All right, so I'm gonna show you another movie that I'm showing down here in the cave. It's the 1985 TV classic, The Midnight Hour, starring Lee Montgomery, LeVar Burton, Sherry Belafonte, and Peter DeLuise. Yes, I remember the first time I saw this movie, I caught into like the middle part of it, and this movie was playing the day after Halloween, so I didn't think there was gonna be any more Halloween movies on, but there it was. And when it went to commercial, I ran down the stairs to the family room and I grabbed the VHS tape or whatever VHS tape I could find. Who knows, it may have had family Christmas movies on it. I didn't care. I'm putting that in the VHS player and I'm taping it. So anyway, so I wanted to show you the TV ad for The Midnight Hour. And I don't know if you can actually see it at the bottom, but it says, caution, Halloween didn't end last night. Well, you could have played it like earlier that week. I mean, Halloween was on a Friday night. But anyway, I just wanted to show you that TV ad, since I don't have a poster for it. It did come out on TV. So anyway, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the movie. It's about a group of high school kids not college kids, high school kids, that find a book that has a incantation in it. And one of them reads the incantation, and sure enough, the zombies come out of their graves and begin attacking people. So anyway, I forgot. I want to show you a TV intro to this movie. This actually played at the beginning of The Midnight Hour, and I want to show you the intro to that. So let's watch.
Eternity is about to play a nasty little trick.
Who's that?
On the carefree kids of Pitchford Cove.
Figured out what you're going to wear to the party yet tonight? Demons, arise. Come heed my bidding on this night of nights.
Halloween, my favorite time of year.
He's one of them.
I'm not afraid of death. I'm going for it.
The party could go on forever in The Midnight Hour. Next.
All right, so that was the intro to the TV movie. God, I miss those days. They don't make them like they used to. That's for sure. So my next clip I want to show you is the scene where the zombies actually come out of the grave. It's actually the second best Living Dead Rising from the grave scene. There is another one that's better than this one. It's my favorite Dead Rising from the grave scene is from the movie Children Should Play with Dead Things. Classic scene, but we're gonna stick with this right now. So I want you to watch this clip. So let's watch. Yes, that is a great scene. That is a great scene. So anyway, I'm going to give this movie 5 monster faces as well. I watch this movie every Halloween season as well. It's classic cheese. So like I said, if you need to find a movie to watch, it's a little cute. The movie is a little cute because it was made for TV, but it's a huge body count, which is pretty cool too for TV. Anyway, so check it out if you get a chance. All right, so next up is a record that I want to show you. I remember when I was a teenager, one of my neighborhood friends had called me up, and he says, John, you gotta come over to my house. I just came back from the Marshall Library, and I got this record that you would really enjoy. So I ran right over to his house, which was it was a very short walk or run, and when I got there, we went downstairs and he played it. And I was in heaven. I wanted this record so bad back in the day. I would go to the Marshall Library and take it out every chance I could get. But I actually found it on eBay, and I got it. And oh boy. The Monster Mash, Sounds of Terror. Listen to the horror, if you dare. Yes, I love that. I love the cover of it, and also, you get all these different clips: The Mummy's Revenge, Jack the Ripper, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, Count Dracula and the Vampires of Death. I mean, this is really cool. So I had to bring this on here and show you because this is part of my childhood, and it's very nostalgic to me. So if you ever get a chance, check it out. How about that one, Mary? Check that one out. There's the horror, the madness, the terror. Yes, yes. I think the Wolfman has a white tooth, though. I don't know. Everything else is, his teeth are yellow except that white tooth. Or it could be wrong. So anyway. So check it out. All right, so last up, the monster movie that's playing in my cave tonight. And I have to show this movie because it's part of my Halloween tradition. I'll get to that. But it's the 1931 Universal horror classic, Frankenstein, starring Colin Clive and Boris Karloff as the monster. So Anyway, I wanted to show you the trailer to this movie, so let's check it out. Let's watch!
When this dead hand moves, the monster created by a man they called Mad is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men. To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria.
Elizabeth!
To prey upon the innocence of children. This is the story you've heard about, talked about. The spine-tingling, blood-chilling story that stunned your emotions. Frankenstein.
Don't touch that!
All right, classic trailer. Going back to my childhood, I remember when I first saw this movie. It was back in 1980, and it was Halloween night, and The Legend of Sleepy Hollow with Jeff Goldblum was on, which at the time, it was all right. I mean, I do love the movie, but what I remember is Frankenstein was not coming on until midnight or 1 o'clock that night, so my dad taped it for me. And believe me, the next morning when I got up, I got out of bed, I ran down those stairs, and I pushed play on that VHS tape. And it was like Christmas Day to me. I mean, seriously, it was watching Frankenstein's monster, Boris Karloff. I loved it. And so anyway, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about that. So if you're not familiar with the movie, it's about Dr. Frankenstein and his assistant Fritz. They go robbing graves. Why are they robbing graves? Because Dr. Frankenstein is crazy.
Crazy, am I? We'll see whether I'm crazy or not.
All right, Colin. No, I'm sorry, Colin. You are crazy. You're a little bit nuts. But anyway, they go robbing graves because Dr. Frankenstein wants to put a man together with the pieces or body parts of dead human beings. So that way he can create a man in his own image. But the problem is, though, is Fritz accidentally grabs an abnormal brain instead of a normal brain. And now the monster is all unpredictable, and he breaks out of the watchtower, and he goes terrorizing the countryside. So anyway, now I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the movie. Boris Karloff's boots weighed 13 pounds. That must have been a lot. Bela Lugosi was eventually supposed to play the part of the Frankenstein monster in the 1931 version, but he didn't want to play it because there was no speaking parts in that movie. But Bela Lugosi would later play the Frankenstein monster in the 1943 movie Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, which his Frankenstein monster is not that great, but anyway. So I want to show you a poster to the 1931 movie Frankenstein. The original horror show, Frankenstein, the man who made a monster. Yes, that is one of the original 1931 posters to that movie. So, all right, so I'm going to reenact that famous scene where Dr. Frankenstein brings his creation to life. And I want you to use your imagination, because there may not be a body on here, but imagine there's a body on here that's underneath a white cloth. So, here we go. It's moving. Oh my God, it's alive. No, it's moving. Oh, it's moving. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Control yourself, Dr. Frankenstein.
In the name of God, now I know how it feels to be God. That concludes the dramatic portion of my show. Now, let's watch that famous scene where Dr. Frankenstein brings his creation to life. Let's watch! So anyway, I had to show that clip because I couldn't show without, you know, on my show I couldn't show it. I wanted to show it on my show. Can't really talk right now. But anyway, that is a classic scene. And I know when everyone thinks about Frankenstein, I'm sure they think about that scene. So anyway, if you haven't seen Frankenstein, go and check it out. Kids. If you're into the monster movies, if you haven't seen it, check it out. Anyway, I give it 5 monster faces because it's classic. So, next up, I want to show you a collectible that I have. And it kind of goes, it's tying up with the Frankenstein movie. It's one of the Diamond Select figures. It came out a few years ago. I got this from Hot Comics. So, yeah, it's very cool, very nicely done. And it's this table that he's on top of right now is actually the scene where Dr. Waldeman is about ready to cut him up, and then Frankenstein's monster kills Dr. Waldeman. But I want to show you this as well. There's actually a Dracula figure as well. And then you got these mini Dracula sets and Frankenstein sets. So, it's pretty cool stuff. I like it. And it doesn't come out of the box. It doesn't come out of the box. So with that, we are coming to the end of my special Halloween episode, and my cape is falling off. But we're gonna keep on going. All right, so this is our special Halloween episode dance off. We're gonna dance to the Monster Mash.
solidly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east,
wow,
to the master bedroom for the vampires.
Wow. Wow.
The ghouls all came from their humble abode,
wow,
to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard
they
smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Whoa.
The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot, whoa.
The party had just begun.
In a shoot, whoa.
The guests included Wolfman,
in a shoot, whoa.
Dracula, and his son.
Whoa.
The scene was rocking all while digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his bang.
Oh, I got it.
The Puffin Bangers were about to arrive.
Whoa.
Their vocal group, the Crypt Kick of Fire.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard
they
smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Whoa.
Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring.
Whoa.
Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvanian twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Whoa.
Now everything is cool. Drax a part of the band.
Whoa.
And my monster mash is the hit of the land.
Whoa. Whoa.
For you, the living, this mash was meant to.
Whoa.
When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
And you can mash.
And you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard
then
smash.
Then you can mash.
You catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash. Monster mash.
Set you as a young boy.
The monster mash.
Mash cool.
Ah, yes, the dance off. So anyway, I just want to thank CCX Media for allowing me to tape my shows at their studio. You're making a young kid's dreams come true for sure. I want to thank Richard the A-Bomb Claddy. I want to thank Rance McGrew. I want to thank Mary. I don't know her last name. What's your last name, Mary?
Malosh.
Malosh? Malosh. Mary Malak! Thank you so much, Mary, and thank you guys. And I also want to thank my my mom and dad, my family. I want to thank my daughter, Aubrey, for watching my shows. I know she likes them. I hope she likes this one. This one's dedicated to you, too, by the way, Aubrey. So, I want to give a shout-out to Video Universe, Hot Comics. Check out Universal Monster Army. Website. It's a really cool website, and Monsters in Motion too is a very cool website as well. So I just want to say thank you, and I hope you have a good evening, and I'll see you in your nightmare.